Stories That Matter, a Hawkwood podcast. This year, Hawkwood held Seed Festival, planting big ideas. As well as music and talks celebrating and inspiring environmental change, there were also workshops offering practical tips on how to leave a smaller environmental footprint. In this mini-series of practical pods, we'll hear about the everyday changes we can make to be more sustainable. In this episode, Cloudy Williams on how to make your own toothpaste.
I'm Cloudy Williams, and I'm here today as a contributor at the Seed Festival, and I'm giving a small workshop on how to make your own toothpaste. And that's, for me, part of reducing plastic in your lives, or, you know, living without plastic and becoming more self-sufficient. The idea of making my own toothpaste came to me when my family and I did a year-long experiment of buying no plastic whatsoever, zero plastic. And we sort of had to find solutions as we ran out of things. So we ran out of toothpaste really quickly. And incidentally, we also ran out of toilet paper quite quickly. So we had to kind of really get our skates on and find the alternatives. But the toothpaste one was a really interesting one. And wherever I go and talk about this, people say, how do you make your own toothpaste? That's amazing. So what I did was I just had a look around on the internet. And then also I found books, how to make your own cosmetics. And I realized, oh my gosh, there are actually lots and lots of toothpaste recipes. So it could be something very simple from just some coconut oil with, which is a sort of a solid that you can buy in a health food shop, adding a bit of food grade bicarbonate of soda and some peppermint essential oils, a few drops, and just make a sort of a single portion and use that. It could be something like that, right through to making bigger batches of really minty toothpaste with mineral clay. And that has become my favorite one. I found that recipe online and I sort of just adjusted it a little bit to my own purposes. But that's the one that we now use all the time. And I love it. It's so good. Peppermint and orange toothpaste, it's called. And the main ingredient is a mineral clay. And the one that I use is called kaolin clay, because that's, you can actually get that in Britain. It's mined in Britain. And I went through a lot of trouble to source these ingredients plastic-free in the supply chain. So I buy in bulk. And mineral clay is very fine and it's white and it's what most toothpaste is made with. And then I mix that to make it into a paste with vegetable glycerin, which is made from vegetables. And it's a sort of an old-fashioned cough mixture, I think. You can even buy it in glass bottles in Boots. But, you know, you can get really good quality organic glycerin. And it's used in lots of cosmetics as well. And I very simply mix, it literally takes a minute to make this toothpaste. So I've got a recipe. So you mix 6 to 10 tablespoons of the powdered clay, mineral clay, with 4 or 5 or so spoons of the vegetable glycerin. I add in a spoonful of bicarbonate of soda, food grade, because that gives, it just gives a little bit of texture to it. And it's actually non-abrasive. It's, some people think, oh, you know, should I be brushing my teeth with that? But I researched it and it's non-abrasive. And then you mix that very quickly into a paste and you make that as kind of liquid or stiff a paste as you want it to be. And then I add between 10 and 15 drops of peppermint essential oil and the same of sweet orange essential oils. And it smells great. It leaves your mouth really fresh. I put it into kind of pretty little Kilner jars or other jars. And if we're sharing the toothpaste at home, we've got sort of a little wooden mustard spoon, you know, for people that don't want to dip their toothbrush directly into the same jar. And it travels really well. You know, if you have it in a little screw top jar, you can take it with you traveling. And it keeps very well. So I make a batch that lasts us for about a month and it retains that kind of freshness. And it's just the best thing since sliced bread. I think the peppermint and the orange together, it's a sort of unusual combination that I didn't think of. And when I tried that recipe, I thought, that's strange. But it sort of takes the edge of the peppermint, but it just leaves your mouth really super fresh. And my dentist told me that the most important thing about toothbrushing is the actual brushing. So, you know, we use bamboo toothbrushes and we change them regularly. And, you know, you have to brush for 2 minutes. You could brush just with a brush and water and your tooth would be absolutely fine. So the toothpaste is sort of like the icing on the cake, leaving your mouth really fresh. And some of the essential oils do have healing properties. You know, they could be antibacterial or even healing in some way. You can add other essential oils. Clove is good if your gums are a little bit inflamed. Sage is really good for your throat and all your kind of throat, you know, your tissues. Yeah, I mean, there's, you know, myrrh is also in a lot of toothpaste. Fennel is a really good one. Some people love fennel. Some people like, you know, that kind of licorice-y, fennel-y taste. Yeah, so, you know, you can experiment with that. But I think the peppermint and orange one for me is maybe the closest to the toothpastes that I used to like, the commercial ones, you know. So for me, that's still my kind of staple one that I go to.
Thanks for listening to Stories That Matter, a Hawkwood podcast. To find out more about Hawkwood, Seed Festival, and to read Cloudy's blog, follow the links in the show notes. If you have enjoyed this episode, please do share it with your friends. This episode was produced by Laura Bing, with music by Daisy and her Cora, playing an original composition, Berta.